broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, are you watching Ryder Cup? Oh, my word. Oh, my dear. We need a miracle. Yes. All right. So we're going to be working on that miracle, putting all of our energy out there to make up for the fans. Whereas we need, you know, the 13th man, we need something to be out there and screaming and having a good time. Well, good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday, September 30th, 2023, and welcome into the clubhouse. Inside the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's South Shore, my guests this morning, Ron Cyrak, he'll be checking in, Golf Channel contributor, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master at Wailea Golf Academy, tips for your putting game. Yes, I think a lot of people can use tips for their putting game. Dr. Bern Bernacki and James Kaiser, Golf Heritage Society, checking in. Max Novina, he's the tournament director of the Century PGA Tour, kicking off the season on Maui at the Century. And Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport. He's also host of Musings on Golf, that is Musings on Golf. We'll be musing about Ryder Cup for a long time. He's author of Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event. We'll be back after this with Bob Bupka. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right. I want to first off give you a couple of tee times. Volcano Golf Club, there's an 8:38. Makalea, 9:40. Kauai Lagoons, a 9:18. Hawaii Kai's got an 8:30. Turtle Bay, a 9 o'clock. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:06. Bayview, a 9:40. And the Wailea Gold, an 8:58. Emerald, a 10:10. Blue, an 11 o'clock. Maui Nui has an 8:40, a 9:28, and a 10:16. And now, let's bring him in, Bob Bupka, author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Danielle, you got more guests coming on today than they had around the 18th green here in Italy. Unbelievable. What a show, what a show, what a show.
Yes.
What a show by the Europeans. And boy, oh boy, Zach Johnson. I would not want to be in that press conference that he's going to be in a little while. Every time he makes a move, it doesn't seem to be the right one. Thanks to the historic play of Patrick Cantlay, you know, they got a chance. I mean, they got some hill to climb tomorrow, but it's still not over, as they say, until the fat lady sings.
Bob Bupka is my co-host for 20 years at the Century and Sony Open. He's interrupting his Ryder Cup reporting for Talk Sport in the UK to give us his insights. After this, should we say, very difficult couple of days for Team USA. Ryder Cup is at Marco Simone in Italy. And someone said, you know, we've got to get back at the drawing board and figure out what it is that we just can't get right. The European teams, they're not all from the same country, so it's not like they've got some sort of, you know, national interest in, you know, Italy winning or Spain winning or anything, England winning. It's a collaboration. But we, represented by the United States, all of us, can't seem to get it together. And is it really that 13th man, Bob?
Well, I've said it for years, covering Ryder Cup, like I did, and as you alluded to, wrote the book on the Ryder Cup. There's no doubt in my mind that Ryder Cup is definitely on the mind of any U.S. player, but it's in the heart of any European player. And I just sent a message, quick message off to Zach Johnson. A very short one, but I think it may have overwhelming results. Dear Zach, please cancel team dinner. Meet at the Vatican. Get down on your knees.
The Vatican's a bit away, but I bet you could do it. Yeah, take a helicopter. Get over there fast. You know, when I was prepping the show this morning, I'm watching the live feed this morning, and by the way, the thing about television, it starts on whatever, and then it goes to, you know, it's like, and we'll be on NBC next, you know, or something, on USA Today. Find us. But the prepping for the show this morning, 9.5 to 3.5, and what did we wrap up Saturday? We're what at 10.5 to what's our score?
Yeah, you're 5 points down for the United States team going into the Sunday singles. Is that insurmountable? Absolutely not. I mean, it's all individual matches. Nobody has to go out there and try and win 5 points. Obviously, the message from Zach Johnson is going to be you win your point, and everything will be fine. So, but I want to pay a tribute real quick, Danielle, to the Green superintendent at the host court.
Oh, yeah.
She happens to be a female. That has nothing to do with it. But she's 7 months pregnant, and she's so dedicated, she has a dog named Ryder.
Oh, no. That's wonderful. And she's out working, probably. I was working when I was 7 months pregnant. Why not? It's good for you.
Oh, I didn't know you were pregnant again, Danielle.
I said was.
Oh, I got excited for a minute.
Yeah. Well, you've given me hope because I thought it was 9.5 to 2.5. But that was going into the four ball matches, so we've caught up a little bit.
Yes, we have. We made some ground, and boy, Joe LaCarva just got involved in a little skirmish on that last green, apparently celebrating that big putt that was made, and started celebrating in front of Rory McIlroy, walked in front of him, and he was told, don't do that, and all back and forth. And just to go to show you how things get blown out of proportion at the Ryder Cup. The big story today was Patrick Cantlay refuses to wear a hat because they're not paying him. All right? And after the match, Steve Sands asked Patrick Cantlay, why are you not wearing the team hat? He said, one reason, it doesn't fit. I'm not going to wear a hat that doesn't fit. But then I say to myself, in the intense details that they go into in preparation for a Ryder Cup, do you think they would get the size of Patrick Cantlay's head so they can get him a cap that fits?
I'm sorry. That sounds just so sad. I know. It's like, don't they have other sizes? Don't they bring several sizes? Sorry, we don't have your size, so you're going oh, dear. Okay. But the big story, and there are several, and this is one U.S. pairing that everybody thought would be just dominant, and that is the Scottie Scheffler, Brooks Koepka. And they got beat in the biggest defeat in Ryder Cup history, 9-7. Is that accurate, the biggest defeat?
Yeah, largest margin of deficiency in history. I'll tell you how big it was and how disappointing it was, because Scottie Scheffler's one nice guy. I mean, great ambassador for the game, loves the game of golf. He was in tears after that match. Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, reduced to tears. Boy, if that doesn't tell a big story, I don't know what does.
Truly, truly. And now what, something with Brooks Koepka and John Rahm. I missed whatever happened between the two of them. Do you know?
You know, it's not worth mentioning.
Oh,
right?
Goody.
I love how different players give different advice to their fellow players. Now, they're all the best in the world, so it's not an easy thing to give your partner some advice.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Terrell Hatton. He went over to John Rahm, and he said, "Hey, John, I got an idea for you. Why don't you swear in Spanish when you do it? You'll be able to do twice as much."
Oh, naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty. So, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, not having
who?
The... Yeah.
Who?
Yes, they were actually there. My God.
I heard they missed the flight. I heard Jordan Spieth missed the flight.
No, he was there. You know, we didn't notice. Because, I mean, I feel so bad for the two of them. You know, it's killing me.
Yeah, it is. And I love Zach Johnson. I've known him for years. He was just on our show, Musings on Golf. But, you know, he goes up to Jordan Spieth on that drivable par 4.
Yes.
And Jordan's there with his driver out. Zach Johnson talks to him, apparently telling him, "You don't need a driver. Hit your 3-wood. Jordan Spieth obliges. 3-wood comes up short. Jordan's in the water.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, it's like, what in the world are you doing to this guy? He's already having a hard time. Let him play his game. That's something else that I watch, you know. As you said, heart and mind. And these guys are free swinging it on the European side. They're just in the, I don't know how to put it. They're just in the game, you know, and we're thinking too much. And Zach Johnson's the perfect example. If Jordan pulls driver, leaving him alone, it would be the best thing for you to do. Just let him do his game. But I saw that. I actually saw that when I looked up and I went, oh, no. You know, he didn't need to go. That just added insult to injury. But the bright spot, the truly terrific.
Wait, one second.
Sorry.
Danielle?
Yep.
Just as long as it took you to say that, I fired off a communication to PGA headquarters, Danielle Tucker, now under consideration to be the Ryder Cup captain when we go to Bethpage in 2025.
Yes, sir. I'm at your disposal. All right, back to the bright spot. Max Homa and Brian Harman winning their match over Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry, 4-2 on that walk-off putt by Homa on the 16th. Was that sweet or what?
Yeah, it really was. A little bittersweet for me because Sepp Straka, new caddy, is a guy named Dwayne Bach, who used to caddy for Kevin Kisner. And Dwayne Bach and I grew up in the same town. I played tons of golf against his father. So I'm rooting for the United States, but I'm also rooting for Seth Straka to get the job done. So there's always a personal touch somewhere.
Yeah. You know, this is a country of immigrants, right? So if, you know, you've got Italian roots or you've got Spanish roots or you've got English roots, whatever, there's a part of you that is really feeling, yeah, my man is going on, you know. And so it's really cool. You're right. I was interested in finding out, and I didn't know this. There's a lot I don't know in the game. But Brian Harman is one of the best on distance and in putting on the PGA Tour. Thank God he's there.
Yeah, oh no. Brian Harman, very gutty player, great putter. That's why he ran away with the Open Championship. The best snippet that I heard coming out of there over the first few days, Americans eating too much pasta but no sauce on it.
Oh, how could you not have the sauce? My goodness. And then there was somebody complaining
about secret sauce.
Okay. Now it makes sense. Yeah, they weren't eating the secret sauce with the pasta. Yeah. Well, someone was also complaining about Colin Morikawa. whatever. They should have, somebody said, they should have left him at home. And I'm like, why? What are they talking about? Colin Morikawa is really good. And then he got the 6-0 lead, right? Yes.
Yeah. He's come back. He didn't play well early on, but Morikawa, two-time major champion.
Yeah.
As nice a guy as you'd ever want to meet. Wasn't going his way. You know, boy, it's very tough in Ryder Cup when it starts going sideways for you. I mean, especially when you're competing on foreign soil. Good golly, it's hard to imagine. 1993, I was over there when the Americans won at the Belfry. And if somebody told me then, well, next 30 years, the U.S. will never win on European soil, I'd have had them committed.
It's true. It's like 1993 was the last time the U.S. won in Europe. It is truly incredible since, you know, when you look at the rankings, I mean, Scottie Scheffler's the number one player in the world. You know, it doesn't take a bunch of number one players in the world if they're playing with heart on the other side. And they're so committed to each other. They're buddies. Right then in that moment, they're the best of friends. Tommy Fleetwood had an amazing putt. But I was, like, blown away by Rory McIlroy. Was that a 300? Now, he was playing by himself because his playing partner was out of bounds. And I guess that completely knocks you out of that particular hole. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to be laying three after you hit. So
that's right.
You know, one thing that maybe a lot of your listeners are not aware of, some of the basic differences in preparation between Zach Johnson and Luke Donald. Luke Donald went to the family of Seve Ballesteros and said, could we borrow the last jersey that Seve wore when he competed in the Ryder Cup? They graciously said yes. When the European players showed up for their team room, right in the middle of it was Seve Ballesteros' jersey. And if you see his jersey and you're a European and you don't get fired up, I don't know. There's something wrong with you.
You know, you're right. And the banner that was stretched out in the stands, that was unfurled in the stands, it covered an entire stretch of spectators. That was a chicken skin, a goosebump sort of moment. You know, just like, wow, that was incredible. And that's brotherhood. That's awesome. That's amazing.
A little inscription on each of the European team members' locker. Simply, this is your time.
Wow.
Just bringing powerful messages.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to have your players at ease, in unison, ready to play the best golf of their life, because on foreign soil, it's not easy. I mean, these guys are not used to getting booed when they miss a putt or when they make a putt even. They get booed, the Americans, if they make a putt. If they miss it, they get applauded. I mean, it's completely different from the way they normally play golf.
Absolutely. And this is Bob Bubka, author of The Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, released the first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Thank you, Bob. And he's the voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK. I think you've got another one coming up at the bottom of the hour, right?
I certainly do. And I've been up all night doing them. So, you know, it's just crazy with so much time difference. I don't know. Tell me what day it is. Is this Friday? Is it Thursday? Is this Sunday? I got no idea. I've been locked in my studio just broadcasting around the world.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Thanks to Janice Self. You know Janice, what a job she's done this week producing everything that we do.
I just gave her a big kiss.
Huh. Got a cold, watch out.
Give her a hug from me, you know, just stay healthy, Bob. We want you back soon, okay?
And my heart goes out to the people of Lahaina. God bless you all, and
please. I know that city will, town will come back. And one of my favorite places over the 20 years working with you on Saturday morning, we always had Lahaina on our schedule. I just love that place, and I've been devastated ever since those fires. God bless the people of Lahaina.
We love you, Bob Bubka. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're coming back, yep, right after this. Max Novina, he's on Maui, tournament director of The Century. It's a new name, The Century, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Last days of summer. I don't know. You know, it seems like October is going to be hotter than... Do you remember when August was the really hot month and then it became September? And who knows? Maybe October will beat out September. I certainly hope not. Aloha Power's last days of summer sale, the Honda generators featuring the EU2200, only $1,399 with a free extended warranty worth $200. That's less than the big box stores, okay? Got that big lawn crying out for attention? Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. They need to put it in. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home because it's got to be done. The winds, they come, they go, but they're still with us along with fire hazards. We've got the Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones. 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. We ship off-island. New shipments are arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse, Max Novina, tournament director, The Century on Maui at Kapalua. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Good to be with you this morning.
It's good to be with you. I'm so glad you're here. The Century helps support more than a dozen Maui nonprofit organizations over the many years. And the charitable impact is a proud tradition of The Century. And they always say, you know, we look forward to continuing as title sponsor through 2035. But after the fires consumed Lahaina, killing 97 people that we know of and countless pets, destroying 2,200 homes and damaging another 500, disconnecting West Maui from the world by wiping out any form of communication and destroying a way of life, countless jobs, businesses, people struggling to come to terms with it all. The investigation into the why, of course, continues. The connections are still coming online. But one that has never been in question is Century. Since first hearing about the fire, Century has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to all of the agencies on Maui they've come to love and trust. And as you heard from Pete McPartland and Stephanie Smith directly 2 weeks ago, the Century is definitely on this January. Even more money will be raised and spirits will be raised as hundreds of people who make their livelihood working in the game of golf on the west side of Maui get to get back to work. That's exciting stuff, and the Century celebrates its 26th year on Maui with the event returning in January. So, Max Novina, are we kicking off the entire PGA Tour season?
Indeed, we are. So the Century first week of January, we're not only going to kick off the new year, but the new season for the PGA Tour and the FedEx Cup season. I think some of your opening remarks, though, are spot on. We have one of the most devoted and committed title partners on the PGA Tour in Century Insurance, and now more than ever. We feel this tremendous responsibility, the PGA Tour, Century, our players, to do what we do, which is show up for this community and not only raise funds, but continue to bring awareness and community service and economic impact to Maui and specifically to West Maui.
Absolutely. You know, and as we're watching the Ryder Cup this week, I was looking at, you know, all the players. We're going to see a lot of these guys at the Century.
Absolutely. I was looking at the U.S. team, and outside of one player, the entire team is going to be here at the Century. And then same thing with Europe, Team Europe. I think there are two players that as of right now will not be at this Century. Our field is comprised of winners plus anyone who qualified for the top 50 of the FedEx Cup points the preceding year. And so it's going to be an amazing field. And here again, you know, I certainly hope we honor, inspire, entertain, you know, bring some joy and some fun to those that are able to attend the event.
Absolutely. And I was thrilled to hear that, you know, some of the courses that have not been able to function because their employees were left homeless and trying to figure out the next step in finding a place to live. Now, you know, things have not settled down, but things have come to a state where you need the job, you know. I mean, they're continuously being supported, but you need to get out. You need to feel productive. You need to get back to work. And that's really exciting that the guys that have made these golf courses so beautiful and have taken care of everyone who visits so graciously that they're all going to be back. I bet you've heard nothing but, "I'm so glad to be back." Have you?
So the response has been overwhelmingly positive. I think when the news broke that the Maui Invitational was going to move to Oahu for very, very specific reasons, for some very good reasons, people naturally group the PGA Tour and the Century with the Maui Invitational as some of the really big events that happen on the islands and that happen here on the west side of Maui. And it certainly introduced a handful of questions as to whether or not we were going to play. We were resolute that if the state, the county, and the community felt like it was appropriate, that we were going to do everything that we could to ensure that we play. And so when we confirmed that we had that support and that we were going to do so in a thoughtful and respectful manner, here again, the response has been overwhelming. And some of the people that have been the most impacted are the people that work on the golf courses, the people that work in the restaurants, that work in the resorts. And as they figure out what comes next, having having a job and earning that wage is so important. And it really, you know, then unlocks all of the other things that people that have been displaced are thinking about, like, where are you going to live for the foreseeable future? Where am I going to send my kids to school? And so we're just trying to play our small part in all of that. And, you know, I certainly think that we're going to make a meaningful contribution in that regard.
Awesome. I mean, you guys are so classy. We appreciate you so very much. It's a wonderful partnership that Century has created with not just the business community, but also the charities. And I know the charities love them. Yeah, no, what's not to?
Daniel, thank you for saying that. We feel that appreciation. We're the ones that are honored to be here on Maui. Maui has been host to the PGA Tour and to the Century for more than a quarter century. And, you know, we're excited to be here, not just through 2035, but beyond. And I think, you know, others have said it best. This is not going to be a 1 or 2 or 3 year. This is going to be a 5, 10, 15, 20-year journey as we recover and rebuild. And hopefully the PGA Tour and the Century and our players can play a role with that.
Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour. Century Tournament of Champions is now the Century. And so glad to have you on the show. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle.
We're going to come back. Dr. Bern Bernanke and his good buddy, and he's, by the way, been on the show before, James Kaiser. They'll be with us. Golf Heritage Society. Yes, you know, aren't there things on your shelf that you just never want to get rid of because they're so meaningful? That old putter, you know, you just have to hold on to it. Or somebody else's really antique putter that you wouldn't dream of releasing from your grip. We'll be back with them right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Oh, you know what we got? We've got something for you. Yeah. We're giving away two rounds of golf to Volcano Golf Course, and they're good for a year. And you can share them with somebody who maybe is on the Big Island, and, you know, they'd like to go play at Volcano Golf Course. They're between the volcanoes. How good is that? I mean, it's wonderful. It would be even perfect because, you know, those guys that you saw standing in front of the eruption that time with the golf course? Yes, that was Volcano Golf Course. And those guys were standing far away from that eruption, all that lava shooting in the air, but it looked like they were, like, right next to it. No, it's a safe distance, but it certainly is glorious. All you have to do is call this number, 808-545-1111. Be the ninth caller and you win. That's all. 808-545-1111.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Dr. Bern Bernacki, President, Golf Heritage Society, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Delighted to be back.
It's good to have you. James Kaiser, owner of Golf Education Encounters, Golf EG, a driving force behind the Cosmic Driving Range and Smart Targets, and the volunteer director at Golf Heritage Society. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, good to be back, Danielle.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, I wanted you both on the show because you folks are having, like, a convention where people can come and see all the things and maybe buy stuff that they'd like to take home with them, all the goodies in golf. Tell us about it. You want to start, Bern?
Sure, Danielle. Yeah, this is our 52nd. Annual convention. We're an organization that's nonprofit, love the game of golf, and we get together nationally as well as regionally. So this is a delightful time for us to come together. So we will be in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll have a program. We'll play golf. We'll enjoy each other's friendship, and we'll have an amazing trade show that maybe James can elaborate on.
Go ahead, James.
Well, basically, we're going to have a huge trade show on Saturday, so it'll be the largest trade show for historic equipment, classic equipment, everything you can imagine on Saturday that's free for everybody to come. And then that Thursday night, during the festivities, we're also having a get-together after our golf outing that's going to be at Lexington Country Club to talk. We're going to have Beverly Bell that's been on your show that's going to talk about Marion Miley and the murder of Marion Miley. She was murdered there with her mother in 1941 at the Lexington Country Club, and so she's going to be talking about that. The golf course was designed by Tom Bendelow, who his grandson, Stuart Bendelow, also a member of Golf Heritage Society, will be speaking about his grandfather, who is kind of the Johnny Appleseed of golf courses. He designed about 700 golf courses across the United States. And he's going to be speaking about his grandfather. He also designed Lexington Country Club. So that's really cool. And we're also going to have Gabe Brewer's caddy there speaking about the Masters win in 1967. So he's, you know, Gabe Brewer is from Lexington. So the caddy's going to be speaking about, you know, the experience of what that was like winning the Masters. So it's really cool because there's just so many people that are so influential and have had so much history in the game of golf, like yourself, that are members of the Golf Heritage Society, and that you get to rub elbows with and talk to, and other people that have their own stories. We're going to be introducing our Hall of Fame class of one of which is John Capers, who's I call him 003 because he's the third member of golf. It used to be Golf Collector Society. He's kind of like our James Bond of everything, but he's a historian at Marion Country Club. So a fabulous, fabulous wealth of information. So we have all these really cool characters that will be there and playing golf and just having a great time talking about everything that we love, like your program talks about.
Wow. So do you do this every year? Doctor?
Well, yes, we do. We rotate our locations. A couple years ago, we were in my neck of the woods in Pittsburgh, and we played Arnold Palmer's Latrobe Country Club for our tournament event and a mountain course for our warm-up event. Everybody loved it. So maybe we'll come out to Hawaii some year, Danielle.
That would be great. I would love that. I could continue working, and I could come to the convention and just soak it all in. So the Golf Heritage Society, when did it start?
We're 1970 was our first year, and interestingly, two fellows, one a ball and club collector, Dayton, and another gentleman who loved books and collecting books, got to be friendly and corresponded. That became the genesis of our journal, and we've saved those journals, and now we're year 53, and there's so many articles. Now we're a 40-page color with amazing opportunities for people to learn history and about different aspects of the game, the people, the places, the events, and the collectibles. That is our sweet spot.
Right on, right on. And so anybody who's a collector, can you go to the trade show without being a Golf Heritage Society member?
Yes. The trade show is wide open to the public. It's free to them. We welcome the locals. We consider locals 2 to 3 hours away because our memorabilia, our collectibles are well worth seeing, finding, learning about, your own collection. So we're going to play, but we're also going to do the old collecting and trading, swapping and selling. So we're going to have a great time there.
Yeah, you know, I've always wanted to watch some of our terrific golfers that are on the PGA Tour, let's say Scottie Scheffler, play with some of the old tools that were used and see how well they do. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, I did it a couple weeks ago on Long Island in the U.S. Hickory Open, my fifth, and I play, as James does, in multiple gutty ball tournaments. James is dedicated gutty ball player. Maybe he'll tell you something about that.
Are you really, James?
Yeah, well, Byrne does too, but I specialize on free 1900 equipment. So my irons are 140 years old. They're Tom Stewart's. They don't have any grooves on the faces. We use reproduction gutty percha balls. And my putter, Byrne's putter too, we both use Samuel Ryder putters. So they're reproduced Samuel Ryder putter is the same exact putter he used back in the day. That's the kind of putter we putt with. So it's kind of like I'm looking at the Ryder Cup almost every day because I practice a little bit in my garage golf studio. But we play that. And you were talking about, you know, famous players playing. You know, Sandy Lyle, former Masters winner, actually won the World Hickory Championship tournament, I believe, that Byrne just played in. And he won that 2 times. So obviously, those guys, it doesn't matter what kind of equipment or period, they know how to get the ball in the hole, and they're superior golfers.
To put it mildly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the Ryder Cup, we're in the midst of the Ryder Cup, and, you know, I somehow did not expect the score to be what it is now. Now, Who did? Yeah, boy, somebody could be making a lot of money if they'd gone, you know, opposite what everybody thought. Did you have a prediction? We were talking about predictions, Byrne. Did you have one?
Well, we didn't predict it, Danielle.
Yeah.
We were predicting a time in a close, hard-fought match. Like Zach Johnson, must tip the cap to the international team because we're all about golf and the best golf that there is. And seeing excellence with those chips, those putts, those drives, you know, you have to admire it regardless of the score or the winners. That's what the game's all about.
Oh, amen. I mean, totally. And when I watched... I'm sorry, I saw Rory McIlroy hit a 375-yard drive, and then he used a sand wedge to hold up. It was like, say what? That was good golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible. I was really taken by it. And, you know, I was working on the show, so I could only look up at certain times. And when I saw the drive, I went, wow. And then I heard he had a sand wedge in his, and wow. And it went in, and I'm like, okay. You know, if Rory could produce that kind of golf every time he was on the golf course, you know, there'd be no question. It's truly something. But I want to hear from you, James, about any predictions you have.
Well, Rory did get beat. I mean, that might have been the morning match, but the afternoon he did get beat by Patrick Cantlay. So Patty Ice, he just took it on his shoulders the last three holes and birdied the last three holes. So, I mean, it'd be the most epic comeback of all time. I mean, I think they say that they've come back from 10 to 6, but 10.5 to 5.5 has never been done before. But, again, the American players thrive on singles competition, and the Europeans tend to thrive on the four balls and the foursomes.
Yes.
And that's playing, you know, they're all about playing with each other, and they do that exceptionally well, and our guys are more independent, and I didn't see this coming at all. I was, you know, yesterday watching some of the stuff in the afternoon, and it's very frustrating. You know, I knew Justin Thomas since he was 5 years old, and I watched some of the things that were happening that he was, you know, Jordan Spieth seems like he's completely falling apart in this thing, and that's disconcerting. But it's fun to watch, and I tell you, it doesn't matter who's winning. Well, of course it does, but I mean, it's still fun to watch.
Yes.
Because there's every shot means so much, and it's so exciting to watch the European crowd. They are so excited about this. The venue is spectacular, and I tell you what, there's no other golf like it, because it just goes on and on and on. Every shot matters for three solid days. There's no other event like it ever. So I look forward to it every year.
Dr. Bern Bernanke and James Kaiser, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle,
thanks so much. We love you, that you're being a member of the Golf Heritage Society. Thanks so much for everything.
I love being a member. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again soon. We're going to come back. We've got some tips for you from our very own Claude Brousseau, PGA Master. We're going to stick with putting after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know, Aloha Power's last days of summer. The last days of summer, you know, I know technically it's the last days of summer, but it's still hot. So Aloha Power's last days of summer sale, Honda generators featuring the EU2200, $1,399 with a free warranty, extended warranty worth $200. That's less than the big box stores. Got that big lawn crying out for attention? Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. You got, yep, we got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home, because it's got to be done. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones from 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. We ship off-island, and new shipments are arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Well, speaking of Claude Brusseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii, Golf Digest certified, Flight Scope certified, Aim Point Level 3 certified, Vision 54 authorized coach, and the V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Claude Brusseau, welcome.
Aloha, Danielle.
I know. I love your book. I was talking about it today, and it's a fabulous book. Tell us the name.
The name is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Pro Fishing Short Game. So it's all about the short game.
Yeah.
And putting, chipping, pitching, bunker play, and a strategy for scoring with your scoring clubs.
And one of those most important scoring clubs is the putter. And, you know, one of the hardest things for us to figure out is distance control. And Claude Brusseau is going to help us figure out distance control. I mean, when we're watching Ryder Cup, and even the best players in the world have a hard time with speed and distance control. So give us some tips, Claude, help.
Yes, absolutely, Daniel. That'd be my pleasure to do that. So I will start with a question for you. When you play golf, Daniel, on the green, do you measure the distance of your putts?
You know, I eyeball it.
Okay. That's okay. You're part of the 99% of the people who play the game. So now, the purpose of the game is moving the ball on a precise distance. What I mean by that is, for every other shot in the game, most of the golfer will measure how far they need the ball to go. But they forget to do that on putting. It's crucial. You must pace your putt. What I mean by that is you will walk normally from, let's say, the ball to the hole or the hole to the ball. It's your preference. And then you will count how many pace you have. A pace is about 3 feet for everybody. Oh. Now, that means, let's say, you got five pace. 5 times 3, 15-footer. So now your brain, your neurological system, will start to guide your muscular system of how much energy do you need in the putter head or how big the swing needs to be to roll the ball 15 feet. It's amazing if your listener and the golfer attempt that. I had a player a few weeks ago here. We were on a putting green, and then I put a ball on the green. I told the golfer, okay, roll the ball to that hole. So he rolled the ball. Then I asked him after the fact, he was way short. I said, sir, how far was the hole from the ball? But he says 30 feet. I said, sir, you're all the ball 30 feet, but the ball is 90, the hole is 90 feet from us.
Wow.
I just dropped another ball there, Danielle. I just told him it's 90 feet. I didn't give him any instruction how to putt differently. The second, when he had the number, he stopped the ball at 2 inches from the hole.
Wow.
This is powerful information, Danielle. So what I suggest that people do is pacing your putt. If you don't want to use like, one pace, it's 3 feet, you can just build a data bank of just how many paces you walk. Could be, okay, three paces is good enough. And then go and practice on your practice green how much energy you need. Now, we need to match feel and real. But real is, let's say, 15 feet from the hole. People say, yeah, Claude, you don't understand. I'm a field player. I say, ooh, I respect that. Have you seen a robot playing golf? Everybody is a field player. Now you need to attach a feel to real. So what you will do is, let's say, to train. You will put a ball, let's say, as an example, 10 feet from the hole, and you do your routine. And then now, when you will do your practice swing, keep your eyes on the hole while you're making the practice swing, because your visual system will get the distance. Is it clear?
Yeah.
What I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you do that, and then you feel 15 feet. Then you address the ball. You look at the hole again. Then you look back at the ball, and you swing immediately. Trust your instinct because you match feel and real. That will help you control your distance a lot better.
I love that. I love that. Okay. Feel, yes, and real. You got to put them together.
Correct.
Yes.
Then you can also, if you want, some of the player, McDowell was doing that. They could just imagine, they will simulate with one hand, let's say, looking at the hole and just simulate with your arm swing how big that arm swing will be to throw that ball at the hole. So that's another way that people can do it.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because
go ahead.
When you talk about throwing the ball at the hole, then you're also telling your brain to determine that's distance control, right? And so that's interesting,
correct.
Yeah.
Your normal reflex or, your brain, if you keep your eyes on the hole, I've never seen, people using way too much arm swing when they just simulate throwing a ball. The human brain is a smart machine for throwing an object to a target, I will call that.
But you got to give it information. That's why you want to collect it. Yes.
Correct. Correct. So,
yes.
And another, just analogy in life with real and feel. If I'm asking you right now, let's say we walk out there here at Walia, and then I'm asking you, what is the temperature? Give me a number. Well, it may feel, let's say if you come from up north, it may feel like 95, but if you live in the warm weather all the time, it may feel cooler. But feel has to be based on real. So,
yeah.
And then it's easy to do. It doesn't take time. And then you will have a better information to perform.
And what if, I feel kind of like standing out there all by myself and people are watching me do the distance, the walking it off and all that stuff? That's a part of golf, right?
Yes. And then what you do, Danielle, of course, you're very attentive to the other golfer. You don't want to walk on their line. But you don't have to wait until it's your time to play to do that. As soon as the ball gets on the green, let's say we're playing you and I together. Your ball is on the left side. Mine is a little bit more on the right side. While you get ready, I'm pacing my putt, and then I do my reading, and when it's time, I'm ready. I can even do my practice swing if I'm not in your peripheral vision, and it doesn't take time to do that.
Oh, that's great. And so if you're playing with somebody frequently, you start to get to know a rhythm that everybody has, right? That's
correct.
That's wonderful. And so this is appropriate etiquette that Claude Brousseau is teaching you right now. He's a PGA master professional. I mean, you have more titles than I think anybody who's ever been on my show, more accomplishments. It's like, and I've left some out, you know, when I can't do them all. We wouldn't have any time to talk. I'd say, that was nice meeting you. Bye, Claude. So that's the distance control in putting, matching the feel with the real. Now, I think we have time for one more tip. And tempo.
Yes.
The tempo, you know, some people have a hard time with that. They get nervous or they get, you know, like they're sitting there and they get stiff. Help us.
Yes. So the tempo, it starts with knowing that the tempo, let's call that the time it takes to do the backswing and the time that it takes to do the downswing. So we have a device, it's called Blast, or you can have a Sampat Lab, but you don't need that to play or train. However, because of those devices, we know that the tempo of the stroke is the ratio time backswing versus returning at the ball downswing. For the best player in the world, that ratio is about a 2-to-1. So that means that it takes about twice the time to do the backswing versus the downswing. So you can train for that, be aware of that. Now, the tempo is always the same regardless of the length of the putt. What's changed, of course, it's the length of the putt and the amount of speed that the putter will have because of the length of the putt. So the tempo, how you can work on that, you can work with a metronome, let's say, on the green, or you can just count in your head. 1, 2, 1, 2. And then pay attention that ratio is twice the time to do the backswing versus the downswing.
Right.
And then to help you with that tempo thing, Danielle, here's what is important. I call that take the hit out of it. So what I mean by that is when you putt, you don't want to accelerate at the ball. Well, that's a misconception. The acceleration is constant, and the most acceleration will be at the start of the downswing. So it's kind of letting the putter free fall, touching the ball. So do not try to accelerate the ball or create more speed in the impact zone. Let the momentum of the swing doing that.
Wow. That was brilliant. Because I think a lot of us want to hit it, you know? I mean, there's a certain amount of feel, but we need to give it a little help. But you're saying don't give it muscle help?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I will give you an analogy maybe again in life. So because for me, golf is life. So think of it. If I'm giving you a challenge, Danielle, you're driving your car, and then we got you're on a road, and then I put a white line halfway distance from where you start and where you will finish. And then I say, you need to go at 30 miles per hour at that white line. How would you do that? But you will get the cruise control at 30 miles per hour as soon as you start. And then when you will pass that white line on the road, you will go 30 miles per hour. So it's the same analogy with the putt. You want to let the momentum of the swing getting you the speed you need at the bottom of the ball. You won't add anything.
You don't want to add anything. Right. It's really important in a car.
Correct. Correct.
In particular.
And then if you watch the best putter in the world, you will see they don't hit at it. They swing the putter and they don't add anything when the putter is close to the ball. They let the putter freely swing, And lastly, I will say most of the best player in the world, the follow through, it's a little bit shorter than the backswing.
That's, you know, that's so important, because if you start helping it, the nerves get involved and you get mm-hmm. stiff or whatever. Claude Brousseau, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui, the only golf channel academy in Hawaii, Golf Digest certified, Flight Scope certified, Aim Point Level 3 certified, Vision 54 authorized coach, talent contributor with Sports Illustrated, Morning Read, 2 videos per month, and that's absolutely free, of course. His section in Morning Read is the golf section in Sports Illustrated. It's called Golf Tips in Paradise. And how do we make an appointment with you, sir?
The best way to do it, you can go at waleagolf.com and click Academy, and then it gives you, my electronic agenda. You see when I'm available. And that's the easiest way to do it.
Wow.
You can also go to Claude, number 4, bestgolf.com, and then you got my agenda there as well.
Great. Okay, so we can know what's available just by going to waleagolf.com, the Academy banner, click on that. You'll find Claude Brousseau right there, and you can see what spots are open. And then if you don't want to go online that way, you can go to Claude for Best Golf and the number 4. So Claude, number 4, bestgolf.com. And you'll find his agenda right there, his schedule in front of you. Thank you, Claude Brousseau.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
It's always
mahalo.
Aloha. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, author of the Vision 54 trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
KORL Waianae, Honolulu. Aloha Power's last day of summer sale. Honda generators featuring the EU 2200, $1,399 with a free extended warranty. That's worth $200. That's less than the big box stores. Got that big lawn crying out for attention? Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home, because it's got to be done. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones, 36-inch or 72-inch, all on sale. And we ship off-island, and new shipments are arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
MD Restoration.
Restoration.
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Zyrek, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award. What a year. International Crown, Solheim Cup, Ryder Cup, all in one year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge fan of having the Solheim Cup and the Ryder Cup in the same year, and I really love having them back-to-back weeks. It was fun to springboard off of an incredible Solheim Cup right into the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
A lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very cool. Now, do you think that maybe the U.S. team can make it as incredibly exciting as the Solheim Cup did?
The biggest deficit that's been overcome in Sunday singles is 4 points, and they're 5 points behind. So it's a huge mountain to climb. The U.S. is going to have to get 8.5 of the 12 points available tomorrow in order to win the cup. So that's a huge mountain to climb. But certainly they're coming in with a little bit of momentum. They won the final four-ball session 3-1. They had comeback victory, took down Rory McIlroy's team. In the last match of the day, Patrick Cantlay seemed to be playing with a lot of emotion. And the entire session today seemed to end with a lot of emotion on both sides. Tomorrow's going to be fascinating.
Yes. And Bob Bupko was on the show in the beginning, and he said, you know, he's been doing this for so long, about as long as you, I think. And how many Ryder Cups did you cover?
Ten. And the first one I did was the last time that America won on European soil, which was 30 years ago.
Wow.
At the Belfry in England in 1993. That was so long ago. Paul Azinger was a player, not a TV commentator. Tiger Woods hadn't won any of his three U.S. amateurs. That's how long it's been since the United States has won on European soil.
Well, if you put it that way, it seems like an eternity ago. It has been, Danielle. So, you know, what he was talking about is that the Europeans play with their heart and the U.S. players play with their mind. And it's time for us to get more heart, which is exactly what you said, if I read you right. At the, you know, at the end of today's session, they were starting to play with emotion coming from the heart. Is that what I got?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've always felt that one of the strengths, and look, since 1985, Europe has been 11 wins, 6 losses, and a tie. So they've sort of dominated since 85, which is when the event started to become a really big deal. And I've always felt one of the strengths of the European team is they view Ryder Cup week as a week-long fraternity party. They buy into the craziness of it. They love the atmosphere of it. And the Americans sort of view Ryder Cup week as a root canal dental appointment. You know, they don't buy into the craziness. I had a sense at the end of today's sessions that they were getting. You know, and maybe it's having your backs to the wall. They have no choice but to buy into the craziness tomorrow, to go out and play with a lot of emotions. I don't know if you saw, but they started today's play by unfurling a huge, huge banner of Seve Ballesteros in the bleachers on number one tee. It was an incredibly moving thing. They have Seve's last shirt that he ever wore in the Ryder Cup hanging in their team room, and they use Seve as a big emotional springboard into this event.
I saw that unfurling. That was amazing. And I just, you know, to give you an idea, listening, it was the top of the stands to the bottom of the stands, and I don't know, half the stand wide, it just came right down, rippling down, and all the people who were underneath where it became its backstop. And it was chilling, you know. It was just wonderful in a good way. It was like goosebumps, you know, like chicken skin is how we put
steady
it.
Steady means to Europeans, steady is their Arnold Palmer. Steady means as much to European golf as Arnold Palmer did to American golf. And the emotional tie-in to him, even among, you know, journalists that I know of my generation who've been out there, Seve showed them the world because Seve made European golf such a big deal. They traveled the world with Seve covering him and what he did to elevate the game and also to take golf out of Britain to the entire European continent. You know, we wouldn't be playing a Solheim Cup in Spain. We wouldn't be playing a Ryder Cup in Italy if it wasn't for Seve Ballesteros.
That puts it succinctly. Thank you so much. Now, you know, coming back from this deficit, I'm curious, we hear so much or we don't hear very much. I hear one person saying the team isn't feeling well. A lot of guys are sick and they're taking antibiotics. Another one says it's just the sniffles. What have you heard?
Well, there's also talk out there that there's a little dissension in the American team. You know, there was the whole thing about why Patrick Cantlay wasn't wearing a hat today. And was it a protest over the fact that he thinks that players should be paid to play in the Ryder Cup? and that issue has raised its head before. And the fact is, the players do benefit from the Ryder Cup. A chunk of the money goes into the PGA Tour pension fund. Each player gets a $200,000 charitable donation to a charity of their choice, which becomes has tax benefits for them on that. But we don't know what's going on. We really don't know. There's rumors that Brooks Koepka is getting a $3 to $5 million bonus.
Whoa.
From LIV Golf for having played in the Ryder Cup. And that's creating some dissension. So there, and we're never really going to know the backstory there. But there are the word that you're hearing is that the European team room is incredibly united, and that the American team room might not be quite as united as the European team room.
Oh, that would make sense. You know, I mean, that would explain why we don't feel the heart of the team. But, you know, Scottie Scheffler was just distraught at the position that he found himself in, losing in such a huge way.
Yeah, losing in record fashion. And it does. I mean, every player I've ever talked to will tell you that they never have nerves like they have when they're stepping on the first tee at a Ryder Cup or a Solheim Cup. You know, I mean, it playing in team competition, you know, usually in golf, the only person you're letting down is yourself. But
right.
in the Ryder Cup, you're letting down not only the partner that you're playing with that day, but you're letting down 11 teammates. So it's the one time of the year, the one time every 2 years, where you're playing for somebody beyond yourself. And that sense of loss, of betrayal, when you let down your partner, let down your teammate, is profound for these guys.
Yep. You know, I know a lot of people, younger people, you know, who choose not to play a team sport because they feel so responsible for anything that they might mm-hmm. do to, you know, not win. Like, because they take it very seriously. They're all in. I was following, of course, your Twitter feed, and always interesting comments, but I love this one. You know, and I know that you meant this in the perfect way. Hope that Lexi Thompson notices how much Victor Hovland improved his short game.
Yeah, there have been a couple of people on social media who thought I was taking a shot at Lexi Thompson, and I certainly wasn't. Lexi is an enormously talented player who has a below-average short game. She just does. I mean, she shot 42 on the back nine of the final round of the U.S. Open at the Olympic Club, and bogeyed 17 and 18 from 90 yards with a wedge in her hand and couldn't make up and downs around those greens. And her short game, Victor Hovland a year ago had a below-average short game. And man, from what I've seen these last couple of days, his short game is off the charts good right now. And all I'm saying is, if you go out there and you work on it, and this is what great players do, and Annika Sorenstam used to do this at the end of every season. She'd look at her statistics, and she'd see, what's the weakest part of my game? Oh, sand saves. I'm not getting it up and down from the bunker enough. She'd work on that and work on that and work on that. You identify your weaknesses, and you make your weaknesses less weak. Hovland did that, and that was my suggestion to Lexi, is that you can get better at your short game.
Yeah, you know, I did not take it. You got to ignore those people.
Over the years, I have such a thick skin with the people who attack me and call me names on social media. I am incredibly disciplined about not responding to them.
Smart. Okay. I was, you know, I've always been impressed by Rory McIlroy, yep. But I saw him today by himself, of course, because, you know, his partner went out of drove it out of bounds, so Rory was on his own. 357-yard drive and a sand wedge, and it went into the hole. And I went, respect.
Yeah.
Wow. We're seeing some. You go ahead, please.
He's been stepping up, trying to be the Seve of this team, you know, trying to be the emotional leader of the team. And I have a feeling the fact that in this afternoon, and he's one of the few guys who played all four matches out there, and losing that the final point of the day in the afternoon four ball match by losing the last two holes is not going to sit well with Rory. From a little bit that I saw on social media, he and Justin Thomas's caddy, Jim Bones Mackay, had a little testy exchange in the parking lot as they were leaving the golf course today.
Oh.
And I think that Rory, you're going to see Rory play tomorrow with a lot of emotion. I'm guessing. And I keep refreshing, trying to get the pairings for the single matches. But I'm guessing Rory's going to be out very, very early tomorrow, maybe the first match out.
Wow. You know, and then there was the Brooks, John Rahm reported thing.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, the child, the don't act like a child thing. Yep. It's like, you know.
Hello.
As I said, the whole atmosphere, everything about the Ryder Cup is different. It's different. It's like being at a soccer match. It's like being at a college football game. It's got that kind of atmosphere. And if you don't accept that, if you don't buy into the fact that this is just a crazy, crazy week, you're not going to succeed.
Yep.
And I do think Europe does a better job of accepting the craziness of it.
Now, I'm sorry, I was talking about Rory, but I gotta give kudos and a shout out to Tommy Fleetwood, who's like one of my favorite guys. No, it's not the hair.
How about the old man, Justin Rose, too, man?
Yes.
He's the oldest guy on either team. Everybody that he's played with I don't know, he's played like probably 10 Ryder Cups, and everybody that he's played with is playing live golf now because they're old and washed up, you know. And he's still out here. He's still out there competing and being making putt after putt after putt.
This is true. And speaking of making putts, I saw that amazing putt. You know, so I was, you know, in my computer typing up thoughts and stuff, and I looked up, and it's they played it over again. I'm pretty sure Tommy Fleetwood. Puts it through the rough onto the green into the hole.
That was an incredible. I love Tommy Fleetwood. I've been picking Tommy Fleetwood to win majors for about 8 years now, you know. And I'm going to keep doing it until he wins one.
Yeah.
He's going to do it someday. But he's one of those players, and you see this a lot with the European guys, We saw it with Colin Montgomery. We saw it with Lee Westwood. We saw it with Ian Poulter. They make the putts in the Ryder Cup they don't make in the major championships, you know. And I think part of it is because it's match play and you can putt more aggressively. You play more aggressively in general in match play than you do in stroke play. But Tommy is another one of those guys who just seems to be wired for this competition.
it's really exciting to see. And I hope that, you know, it is true that the Europeans play great as a group, while the Americans play great as singles, right? I mean, they compete as solo guys, right? They're independents, literally.
And I fully expect the Americans to make a run at them tomorrow. I think the mountain is too steep to climb, but the Americans are going to make a run at them tomorrow, and they're going to get to a point where it's gonna start to feel a little bit uncomfortable for the Europeans. But they will make a run at them tomorrow.
All right, so we're gonna. I'm not sure that I really want to get up tomorrow morning when I could sleep in. I get up at 2:45 a.m. every day, 6 days a week.
Right.
So tomorrow's Sunday. And to see the whole thing, I would have to get up around.
So it's starting at like midnight for you,
yes,
right? Tomorrow, something like
yes.
that. Yeah.
I don't think I can pull that one off. Yes, Ron Cyrak, thank you. It's always a pleasure having you inside the clubhouse. Great talking with you, and thank you.
Fun talking to you, Danielle. Always a pleasure. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Aloha. I didn't mention what the weather forecast will be today. I'm sorry, I'm delinquent. Partly cloudy, windward and mocha, numerous showers in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. On the leeward side, isolated showers. Let's get to the high, between 85 and 90 degrees. The trade winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Now, I've heard they may drop down a little bit, but it's going up, actually, according to this forecast, going to 15 to 25. Thankfully, we've got the trade winds with us. And thankfully, I have some of the best sponsors in the world who make this show possible. So please support my sponsors, because without them, you know, I just couldn't do the show. Aloha Power Equipment, their mega store is next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava, and they've got a terrific, absolutely fabulous sale on. Just check them out. Go down to Aloha Power Equipment, because if you don't need a Husqvarna riding mower, or everybody needs a Honda generator, because, you know, if something goes wrong, it can at least power your little AC that can keep you sane when it gets to be really hot and humid. Aloha Power Equipment, prepare, be ready. Generators at Aloha Power Equipment on sale. They're next door to the Costco, Iwile, or in Waipahu. And talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And we're very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of our great PGAs, Claude Brousseau. It takes a lot of time, love of this game to become a PGA, and they love sharing their knowledge with you. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or from the out. You know, you're going to need some help. Or fire disaster, you need some help. And MD Restoration can be there for you. They're on it anytime of the day or the night. Right away, if disaster strikes your home or your office, dial them. It's 528-3434. That's 528-3434. They'll do your cleanup, and they can repair it because they're licensed contractors. 808-528-3434. No idea what to give a great friend who seems to have just about everything. All you have to do is give them a Poi Pu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years, Hawaii Watch, Tiger Woods, and we have a winner. We have a winner, Volcano Golf Course. Yes, thank you for calling in from the Big Island, from Hawaii Island. Jeff, they're going to be on the way to you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.